Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 50-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Saint Germain, I thought we would talk a little bit about the subject of life in the universe. On Earth, that's still a big question we hear. Is there life in the universe? Spiritual beings like yourself say that the universe is brimming with life, and yet our scientists are always sending out signals to see whether or not we'll ever get a response back, and we send out the space probes, and we send out vehicles to photograph, and we see no signs of life, and we don't get any answers back. How would you respond to that question of, is there life in the universe?
Beloved students and friends, the next time you can go out into a night sky where your city lights do not diminish the light coming from the cosmos, find a place to experience this and look up into the sky and ponder upon your galaxy, your Milky Way. Place your hand upon your heart, which contains the DNA of all the life experiences you've had within the different galaxies and solar systems and planets within this particular galaxy, and allow your heart to answer the question, is there life? Many of the life forms are at a vibration or at a frequency that humanity cannot perceive at this time. All of your planets within your solar system have life forms within the core of their planets and upon the surface of the planets, but you simply cannot perceive them with the level of vibration and frequency that you are vibrating with at this time. As you increase your consciousness and increase your vibratory rate, this unseen reality will become seen. Here's an analogy for you. Before the microscope was created on planet Earth, you were not aware that there was a microscopic world that existed around you, billions and trillions of beings. And then when the microscope allowed you to go into that world and to see it as a result of magnification, you became aware of a world that was not previously visible. It will be like that when it happens. Does that help you?
So we will, in a sense, be like a microscope or a telescope, that as we raise our vibration, we'll be able to see a different reality that we can't see now.
See yourself as a magnificent microscope intensifying and awakening to see the reality of life everywhere. I would like to ask you this question. Why would these worlds exist if there was not life upon them? Why would they be barren? Why would they be lifeless? Look around your own planet, and you will see life forms expanding and growing everywhere under the most hostile, primitive, arid circumstances. Life forms can be based upon many molecular and biophysical and chemical systems. The reality is based upon methane, which is poison here. There are life forms based upon pneumonia, ammonia, which are poisonous here. The evolution of life can express itself in a myriad of expressions. It is the diversity of creation, as it is also experienced here on planet Earth. You are all diversified versions of one another in disguise. The same is taking place with other life forms on other planets and other solar systems and other galaxies. You are now beginning to realize that there are millions of galaxies like your Milky Way, with millions and billions and trillions of solar systems and planets within those solar systems. So how could it be otherwise? See planet Earth as a mirror of what actually exists outside of itself. Does that help you?
So the universe is obviously brimming with life.
It is brimming with life, and that life often has visitations to this particular planet, which humanity is largely not aware of at this time.
And we are largely unaware because we are at a different vibrational level from what the visitors are?
Not only that, your ability to be prepared to receive them other than an enemy, other than an ally, is still at risk for them. They understand that you are not capable at this particular moment to really interface with them effectively as a result of the vibratory rate, the level of consciousness you are frequencing at this time.
So one of the reasons why we don't seem to have contact with any life out there is because life out there doesn't trust that they would be received peacefully.
How much interaction does humanity have with the small insect world? They see it as insignificant because it is often unseen, but there is a whole society and an intellect and a frequency of existence with those beings that most of humanity is unaware of until they perceive them as a pest invading their homes.
We might see life outside as being a pest too. I was saying, as you were talking about insects, I was thinking, what's our first response to an insect? We kill it.
Exactly. Through a lack of ignorance and arrogance, acting out. But it is within your destiny, as you ascend and increase your frequency through the increasing of your consciousness, of your Christ consciousness, your soul consciousness, to be able to perceive these beings. Beloved students, you remember the night on top of Mount Shasta, where the channel we are coming through now connected with the fleet of spaceships from the planet Venus. Do you remember?
I do remember. I remember seeing those lights.
That was Captain Askar from the fleet of Venus, who often has reconnaissance on this particular planet with the Lemurian inner Earth culture. How much of humanity do you think is presently able to believe this, to receive it, to understand it?
Nobody I know.
I rest my case.
The final question I want to ask you about life out there is it benign, or are there dark forces that could potentially be a threat to Earth?
There are always forces of darkness so that you will know the light. These are choices that each civilization, no matter what evolutionary ascension process they're involved in this time, chooses to ascend. Each civilization, each planet within your own solar system has gone through, is going through, an ascension process to return to light. As you look up into the night sky and you see stars, beloved students and friends, imagine at one time they were planets that went through an ascension process to return to the light from which they came to become stars. And what happens to stars? they eventually explode. And the particles of that explosion recreate through those gases other worlds. And the cycle of creation begins, begins, and begins, as your incarnational cycles in being human have. Does that help you?
The immensity of the creative process is beyond our ability to understand, isn't it?
No. It is beyond the acceptance of
Yes. Interesting way to put
it. It's a matter of accepting the reality of how magnificent creation is and how magnificent you are as an indispensable aspect of it. That creation would be incomplete without you, or you wouldn't be here.
Saint Germain, the discussion we just had is another example of how I ask a simple question like, let's talk about life in the universe, and you expanded into a course of study. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.